Good morning, everyone, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to BK Brasil conference call. With us here today, we have Iuri Miranda, CEO, Cleiton Malheiros, CFO, and Marcelo Sintra, Head of IR. This event is being recorded, and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After BK Brasil remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participants need assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is also being broadcast live via webcast and may be accessed through BK Brasil website at www.burgerking.com.br/ir, where the presentation is also available. Participants may view the slides in any order they wish. The replay will be available shortly after this event is concluded. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of BK Brasil management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that macroeconomic conditions, industry conditions, and other factors could also cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I'll turn the conference over to Iuri Miranda. Iuri, you may begin your presentation.
Thank you, operator, and good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join us on this call today. On the call with me, I also have our CFO, Cleiton Malheiros, and Marcelo Sintra from Investors Relations. Starting in slide number 3, we are very pleased to announce that we were chosen by Restaurant Brands International to operate and develop the Popeyes brand in Brazil. As a result, yesterday, we signed a master franchisee and development agreement with Popeyes, a global leading brand in the chicken quick service restaurant business. We believe that BK Brasil is well prepared and structured to further diversify its portfolio and capital allocation, develop a new brand in the country, and replicating the same success that we achieved with the brand Burger King. In fact, we, as the master franchisee of Burger King in Brazil, were able to position the brand in a new level since our beginning of operations in 2011. The brand opened more than 600 restaurants in Brazil during this period and is currently with more than 700 restaurants countrywide. Thus, we are proud to say that the Burger King brand is currently the second largest burger player in Brazil and the third largest in the quick service industry. We have also improved considerably the brand's perception to our customer base, both in brand awareness and in brand preference. Considering all we have done with the Burger King brand in Brazil and acquired knowledge in terms of systems, management model, execution, suppliers, and industry, we believe that we can leverage our structure to develop another leading QSR brand in Brazil. Furthermore, we see this opportunity as an attractive fashion to optimize our capital allocation, increasing returns to all stakeholders in a profitable and scalable business. Specifically, we believe that Popeye meets all required standards that we look in a brand. Although we will discuss more deeply the brand throughout this presentation, in a nutshell, Popeyes is the second largest player in the chicken QSR business globally, with more than 2,800 restaurants in more than 25 different countries. Popeyes offers a high-quality and differentiated chicken menu to its customers, which is based on a 300-year-old culinary tradition, incorporating a fusion of global cooking styles, spices, and ingredients. This blend comes from many nations around the world. Popeye's proprietary seasonings are used to marinate the chicken for at least 12 hours, creating its unique and rich of flavor products. All of this is extremely connected to our country, as chicken is currently the most consumed protein in Brazil, and people love a good food. Moving to slide 4, we provide an overview of Popeye's timeline and history. The brand was founded in 1972 in New Orleans, Louisiana, initially named Chicken on the Run, from where it incorporated its flavor in culinary. Since then, the brand has grown and has seen great success, and was renamed the Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen in 2008. About a year ago, RBI, Restaurant Brands International, acquired Popeye's after recognizing the huge potential it has all over the world. In fact, as we can see on slide 6, Popeye's has over 2,800 restaurants all over the world and has been expanding consistently. We are happy and proud to be the newest member of the Popeye's family and lead the expansion in Brazil. As a brand, on slide number 7, we have 3 main points of differentiation. Number 1, Popeye's culinary integrity, which is part of everything we do. We freshly prepare every piece of chicken we serve. Real cooking with authentic ingredients is at the heart of who we are. Popeye also takes to the next level through innovation that is bold, whether it's innovative flavor profiles or special sauces and sides. And finally, the rich brand resource and cultural roots keeps Popeye authentic and make it a credible source of delicious food. Louisiana culture and cuisine was formed by 7 different nations coming together and is well known by its fashion for food. It's interesting because Brazilians can easily relate that to our culture. We know the great things that can come out when cultures blend together, and Popeye's food is a perfect example. Shifting to slide 8, we show an overview of the chicken fast food market in Brazil, which provides substantial opportunities and supported our decision process. Currently, chicken is the most consumer protein in country, representing roughly 48% of all protein consumption. Not only is the largest, but is also the fastest growing protein among all. Besides, QSR in general has been growing in Brazil, and the chicken QSR sector has been growing even faster. Despite of that, the industry remains considerably underpenetrated when compared to other countries, considering chicken fast food traffic per capita. For sure, we see a bigger opportunity here. We also know, based on a study run by a consulting company guided by us, that more than 90% of QSR consumers intend to visit chicken QSRs in the future, and most of them plan to visit more than they do today. And when they choose where to eat, the top attributes they are looking for are, 1, quality, taste, and value proposition. And as we already presented, we believe that Popeye's fits perfectly in such attributes. Finally, despite this strong consumer demand, there are very few players in the chicken QSR space in Brazil. They are mainly concentrated in the south and southeast regions of Brazil, with São Paulo obviously a key state. We are confident that we are very well prepared to meet guests' needs and demand and position Popeye's as a leading brand in the Brazilian chicken QSR segment. Finally, on slide 9, we provide an overview of our master franchisee and development agreement with Popeye's. Basically, it is a 20-year agreement which provides exclusive rights for us to develop, open, franchise, and operate restaurants with the Popeye brand. Furthermore, we have the right to manage the advertised fund, and the level of royalties and market contribution that we are going to pay will be at the same levels as for the Burger King brand. Lastly, the contract established a minimum target of restaurant openings and should achieve more than 300 restaurants in a 10-year period. So, overall, we believe that a new brand should further support our growth strategies for the following years, and we are very excited with this new challenge. With this, I will pass the floor to the moderator to open the Q&A section. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. We will only take questions regarding the transaction discussed on the call. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. Our first question comes from Robert Ford, Bank of America.
Hey, thank you, and good day, everybody, and thanks for taking my question. Yuri, you mentioned that there's a 90% plus intention to visit a chicken QSR, right? And I was curious. I know you've been studying this for a long time, and I wanted to know if you've done a little bit more in terms of perception studies on the brand. I was curious in terms of the latitude you may have to express Popeyes within Brazil. Do you see this more as a bone-in business or more of a sandwich business developing in Brazil? And I just want to get a sense for the flexibility you have in terms of optimizing the assortment for a Brazilian consumer. With respect to the structure of the transaction, I understand it's similar in terms of the structure to Burger King, but is there some initial incubation period in which, maybe some of the royalty is reinvested back into marketing to grow the brand more rapidly? And then I was also curious if this agreement has a similar sub-franchising provision like the one you've recently added to your Burger King contract. Thank you.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for your questions. I took note here. Let me see if I do not forget to explain one of them. But let's start from the flexibility. It's a very good point. As you know, one of the advantages that we have with the Burger King brand is really, the trust that RBI has in our processes. And today in Burger King, a good part of our menu is composed by some product that were developed in Brazil based on, a thought
five,
process.
5-9-5-5-6-4 is not a valid extension. Reconnecting caller.
Sorry, Bob, can you hear me? So I was saying that good part of our menu in Burger King today is based on products that were developed in Brazil based on customer needs. And as RBI knows us and knows the way that we work, we believe that we're going to have the same flexibility with Popeyes, to survey and make innovations based on customer needs. So yes, we do believe that we're going to have the same flexibility that we have with Burger King. Regarding, the expectation or the customer habits regarding chicken, what we believe is that chicken, as I mentioned, is really, the protein that is most consumed in Brazil and is growing very fast. We believe there is a demand over there. What we do not have in Brazil yet, this is an opportunity for us, is really a chain that could provide, in a broader way and fulfilling customer needs, this demand that is there. So as we have done with Burger King, where we had a product that was differentiated, we believe that Popeye is going to give us a product that is different. It's going to fulfill the customer needs for chicken. And regarding your question, it's going to be, a boning a chicken product, or we're going to also have sandwiches. Yes, for sure, we're going to, have a broader menu here, and it's going to be based on, surveys that we're going to be conducting and adjusting, with our customers. The initial surveys that we made prior to this, a launch, pointed us in the direction that customers are looking for good quality taste products. And we believe that we are ready for that. And I believe that your last question was regarding, incubation period. Yes, we have that. We're going to have a period in which we're going to have some support, to speed up the growth.
Great. That's very helpful. Thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thank you for your question, Bob.
The next question comes from Joaquin Lee, Itaú.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thank you for taking my question. Actually, I have a few of them. I'll try to be brief. First, Yuri, I'd like to hear your thoughts on, you know, why you think that the category of fried chicken has not developed already in Brazil, and a brand like KFC has barely, you know, 30, 40 stores in the country. That's the first one. Second, just want to make sure that the development of this brand will not deviate you from the development of the BK, and that the CapEx that you were thinking about investing in BK is still there for the years to come. Third, what's the management team that is going to be taking care of this brand going forward? And fourth, to the extent that you can, if you could share with us some metrics about what the projected CapEx per store, I don't know, margin at the store level, anything that you could share with us would be very helpful. Thank you.
Hi, Joaquin. Thanks for your questions. I took note here for your four questions. Regarding the first one, why we believe that, you know, the chicken QSR category has not been developed yet in Brazil. I remember that when we started BK Burger King back to 2011, there were very few Burger King restaurants in the country. And the brand awareness was, you know, very low, as you know. Not only brand awareness, but also brand preference. And to be honest, the demand was there. What we did was really, you know, to build the brand, and today we are one of the most preferred brands in the country. We opened 700 restaurants. So our view at that time is that, you know, the burger business was there. The demand was there, despite, you know, some competitors that were bigger than us at that moment, something that we don't have at this time in the chicken category. But yes, we believe that demand is there. And by having a very good value proposition, we can capture that. I believe that now we have, you know, how can I say, ahead of that time, back into 2011, now we have experience, we have processes, and we learn with the QSR business. We already have the contact with the suppliers, you know, the methodology, the process, and we believe that it can help us, you know, to conquer and to capture this market opportunity in the chicken side. Again, I believe that demand is there. It's a matter of, you know, having a well-established structure, you know, to capture that demand as we have done with Burger King. Regarding deviate from BK, what we are doing with Popeyes is actually additional to what we have been doing with BK. Our strategy with Burger King remains, you know, the same. We continue to see a great potential, you know, and we're going to keep exactly our, you know, investment plan for Burger King. So Popeyes is an additional thing. It's a QSR category that's under-penetrated with a great potential, and we believe that we can capture that besides all potential that, in our opinion, remains for BK. Regarding the management team, we are allocating a team for the project now. So there is a specific team allocated only for developing this project now. And our view is that for the future, we're going to run these two brands in an independent way, especially from the operations and marketing standpoints. So it's going to be BK and it's going to be Popeyes. What we do believe that we can capture is the synergy, especially on the support centers. I mean, you know, suppliers, accounting, you know, developing process, more on the support side, we believe that we can capture synergies. But from the operational side, we're going to put separate operations for Burger King and from Popeyes, again, especially from the operation, the market standpoints. And regarding the metrics, we're going to start, you know, developing the first restaurant for sure. We're going to have, you know, a better view on that. But for instance, we know that we expect similar returns than what we have for Burger King. Actually, what we see in other more mature countries during, you know, our analysis process is that Popeyes in some countries could be even more profitable than Burger King. So, but at this time, our, you know, view is that we're going to have similar returns for both, you know, brands.
Thank you, Yuri.
Our next question comes from Richard Cathcart, Bradesco.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Just a couple of follow-up questions. First of all, where do you think the initial openings are likely to be? Are you going to be focusing on shopping malls, or is this more of a business where you can start off with freestanding stores? The second question I wanted to ask was just if there's any payment being made to Restaurant Brands International in order to secure this master franchise agreement. And then the final question, just kind of picking up on one of the issues that Joaquin raised, I'd just be interested to hear kind of who you think are the main competitors in this segment. I mean, obviously KFC is one, but they only have a handful of stores. And so given that there is such a high level of consumption of chicken, I'm assuming that it's more kind of informal competitors like Paderias, et cetera. So just be kind of interested to hear your views on the competitive dynamic of Popeyes versus kind of the more informal operators like the Paderias. Thank you.
Hi, Richard. Thanks. Also, thanks for your questions. First one is regarding our view on what's going to be the initial form for development. Our view is that we should start with shopping malls. You know, that's going to be our first avenue for development. Yes, for the future, after establishing the first restaurants in the shopping malls and we gain brand awareness, it's going to allow us to go to the streets. Very similar to what you have done with Burger King. Regarding payment be made, what I can tell you is that the only commitment that we made with Popeyes at this time is really to open, you know, more than 300 restaurants in a 10 years period. And regarding the main competitive, you know, the competitive landscape for chicken, that's a very good question, you know, and I believe that's one of, you know, our key drivers for taking this opportunity. When you think about burgers were like something that at that time there was demand, but there were, you know, some competitors that were, to be honest, bigger than us. What we see at this moment, you know, is a category that is growing, as I mentioned, for the chicken consumption. And as you mentioned, that we don't have yet someone who took the lead, you know, with a structured chain, you know, that could be competitive countrywide to get this demand. What we heard from the market, to be honest, is that some competitors started to speed up the growth. So we believe that somebody else beside us are also seeing, you know, that this is an opportunity for chicken in the country. So yes, we might have some food street or street food, but again, we believe there is a kind of white space for us to take the lead and, you know, to conquer this space.
Okay, thanks, Yuri.
Thank you, Richard.
This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Yuri to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and thanks all for taking the time. Again, I would like to close this call saying that we are very, very proud to be chosen by, you know, Popeyes brand to, you know, to lead the expansion in Brazil, and we are very, very excited with all the opportunity that we see ahead of us, you know, with the chicken consumption in Brazil. Again, thanks all for your attention. Have a good day.
That does conclude the BK Brazil audio conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.